London was always influential, be it in fashion or music, and had been the centre of the civilised world. It was always a hang, the swinging 60s. Carnaby Street, which was the fashion epicentre, and you had all of these amazing bands like the Stones, the Who, the Small Faces, the Kinks, and later Jimi Hendrix, all calling London their home. The amazing cornucopia of jazz, reggae, soul, rock, and all the cultures that music brings with it made London an encouraging and inspirational scene. The fact that you could have all of this stimuli coexisting was the reason people from all over the world flocked to this amazing city. London wasn't just the capital of England. It had been the capital of the world. Everyone would want to come there. Even the Beatles, who hailed from Liverpool, set up their own Abbey Road studios, where Def Leppard were honoured to record a live TV show. So London really had a lot going for it. Later, I was grateful to have come from such a great city, not just as a reference point, but also for the fact that you do take some of it with you wherever you go. It's an attitude, confidence thing. Then, I was fairly uncultured. But after I'd travelled around the world a few times, when I went back to London, I really appreciated the culture, art, architecture, etc. But by the mid-70s, London had gone through a whole new transformation. The seeds had been sown in the late 60s by Iggy Pop and had later taken root in New York City, thanks to bands like the New York Dolls and the Ramones, who were responsible for a new, raw, do-it-yourself attitude, which was completely stripped down and about not giving a fuck. The punk rock explosion in London, which kind of started in 1975, but didn't really hit the masses until the Sex Pistols appeared on Bill Grundy's Today programme on December 1, 1976, changed everything. It changed fashion in general, political ideals, social commentary, and even how record companies operated. I don't think I ever felt as musically energised as the first time I heard the album Never Mind the Bollocks, Here's the Sex Pistols. To this day, that album announces itself as something radically different. It seemed pure.